Well, Ian Smith, we talk to him not regularly, but when we do, we can talk about anything because it's he's got a general sports show over there in New Zealand called Live Sport. He joins us now. Hello, Smithy.
Ah, Splats, my friend.
It's been a long time, mate.
Mate, I've been watching all your great work on the on the rugby league show. Why are you putting up a B team against us? What is this?
Well, that's what we're worried about, mate. I mean, there's nothing like the Wallaby shooting themselves in the foot beforehand. There's all sorts going on, and we don't give ourselves much hope, mate. And how's your mob going?
Well, our rugby league side might battle a wee bit, but I'm not at all worried about this weekend, mate, up north. So, look, we lost one. South Africa got us. And I understand Steve Hansen is still smarting from that. So it's business as usual for the All Blacks, and they will have no sympathy on your depleted, moaning, pathetic squad that can't hold themselves together.
Smithy, it could be really ugly for us this weekend at Suncorp Stadium. You blokes would just be giggling, wouldn't you? Laughing yourself hysterical about the troubles within the Wallaby camp.
Well, we would, but only 2 weeks ago, one of our blokes missed a plane, remember? So we're not talking too long and hard about it. I think we'll be football-focused, and I know yesterday that there was a few questions directed at some of the All Blacks, and they'd been well-drilled on dodging the subject. So yeah. In all honesty, this is a test match that, you know, it's the proverbial dead rubber, but I don't really think that the All Blacks think that way. It's another opportunity to stamp their class, and another opportunity for some guys around the edges to maybe cement a place for later on.
Smithy, what's the reality of your view on the Wallabies? I know back here in Australia with the state of origin, it's been Queensland winning forever until this year, which was... and the Queenslanders were giggling at the way New South Wales went about things. Is it a similar sort of view from across the ditch?
Yeah, when the Wallabies were coached by Robbie Deans, I think we still thought we had a little bit of a vested interest in it because he was our man, it was Robbie. I think we took a lot more interest in the win-loss record, etc. And now it's a true blue Aussie affair, to coin a bad pun. I just thought to myself, you know, and we all sort of thought, well, it's them and us again, and there's no real Kiwi attachment at all. So, there's not a lot of sympathy for what's going on, you know, because we wouldn't want that. You wouldn't give it to us either. I think it's fair.
Yeah, exactly. Sonny Bill Williams, mate, he's back. Will he be in this Kiwi World Cup squad we expect him to be? And how's he been? He's already played one game at least of rugby union over there, the provincial rugby.
Look, I call him the jack of all trades, master of none, Sonny Bill Williams. You know, everything he tries, he's pretty good at, but I wouldn't say he'll never be a great All Black. He hasn't been a match-winning All Black. In fact, when he tried to be a player part in the World Cup, he got yellow card against you guys. Mm. I mean, he's going to take a while to get up to the standard that the All Black midfield is producing at the moment. We've got one or two new players in there alongside Nonu. He isn't anywhere near their league at the moment, but they will tolerate that for a while. So he will go on the Northern Tour. They've already said that. He's played a couple of provincial games of rugby where he's just been a player. But the crowds come in their numbers because of this FBW brand. Well, he'll never be in... Slats, you'll tell me, he won't be an immortal when it comes to rugby league.
No.
He was a good player. He didn't have a stellar season this year. And as far as his boxing goes, you know, he's pretty much a joke. So, honestly, for me, master of... Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, it's an interesting view, Smithy. It really is. Because there's admiration, I think, the fact that he can try his hand at all these different disciplines and it comes off. But it's hard enough if you spend a whole career in one code to be the best, isn't it? But you dilute it.
People say to us, you know, there's never been anything like a son. Well, what about Jeff Wilson? I mean, there's Jeff Wilson, who was a great All Black. A bloody great All Black, and you know he played international cricket. We know how hard that is to do. Those codes are so vastly different, and he could have played basketball for New Zealand. I always throw Jeff Wilson into the mix when I talk about all-round New Zealand sportsmen, and I think he, at the moment, still quite clearly yards ahead of Sonny Bill Williams.
Yeah, Yeah, because the Benji Marshall experiment didn't quite work.
Yeah, that was an absolute success, mate. That was just outstanding. So, no, I mean, it's not as easy as you think to get up to speed quickly when you jump the fence.
No, that's fair enough. All right, I thought you'd be hailing Sonny Bill a little bit more than that, the New Zealand public.
Well, no, I don't jump on that bandwagon as quickly as some. You know, he's got a lot of things going for him. He's a dude, you know, he appeals to a lot of people. He's got the name. I often say to people, if his name was Gary Williams, would it be the same? You know, there's just something about that phrase and that SBW brand and that everyone's latched onto. And it's great, and administrators love it because it's money in the bank. But when it comes to actually winning games of sport and making the difference, I'm not sure he does it often enough to be a legend.
Wow. Very interesting. Now, I don't know whether you've already answered this. Are you guys on the slide just slightly?
The slide. What, we're talking cricket here, Slats?
No, we're moving on to cricket in a sec. With the All Blacks.
No, mate, we're not on the slide.
Okay, all right.
We're on the top of the slide watching Goo down the bottom. That's where we are. We're looking pretty damn good at the moment. Our depth is a couple of things we were worried about. Halfback, we've got another one or two coming through. Hooker, we were worried about. And then 33-year-old Kevin Mealami played out of his skin in the last two tests. But apart from that, I think our depth is pretty well covered across the board. And by and large, we're not socially in disarray. When we have a problem, we deal with it. But the guy who's had the issue may well run out of Suncorp on Saturday night at some point.
Yeah.
All right. And just, I know we're chopping and changing a bit, the Four Nations, mate, your Kiwi squad, unfortunately, is weakened a little bit through injuries and fatigue, really. What was the reaction back in New Zealand when two Roosters players were pulled out because of fatigue by the Roosters from the Kiwi team?
The first question everyone asked back here was, had the Roosters been in the grand final, would they have been able to play? They would have so tired.
Well, you know the answer to that.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So that didn't wash with us, and we've had a history. The problem for us, of course, we haven't got the depth that you guys enjoy, and we cannot afford to lose players of that calibre for such tinny little reasons. So we were a bit dismayed about it, and eventually, people over here are saying, how much credibility is there in international rugby league at the moment?
Mm. Yeah.
All right, mate, cricket now. You guys have got a few one-day internationals against South Africa, and then South Africa come to Australia for 5 one-dayers. So how do you think it's all sizing out before the World Cup?
Well, actually, Slats, it starts before that. It starts today for us. We played Scotland today.
Yes.
Hey, don't laugh, Smithy.
Yeah, we had Scotland down under too.
If you lose to them, you know you're in trouble.
Look, we're shaping up quite nicely in our own, you know, because it's our own, you know, we're sharing it with you guys, and we tend to play pretty well at home. So I'm liking what I'm seeing. We've got some quite nice depth in a lot of areas. We still haven't made our mind up at the top of the order. It does not look like Jesse Ryder will make his way back in. I do not know. He's had such a great season for Essex, and they seem to be able to manage him for 6 months of the year. We don't seem to be able to manage him for 6 hours, which is really strange for me. I'd love to see him at the top of the order. But we've got to sort that out. And then we've found a couple of all-rounders that have burst onto the scene, Corey Anderson and Jimmy Neesham, which are going to fill a few gaps for us and add to the balance. So by and large, Slats, it won't be the World Cup squad that was based around slow, dibbly-dobbly bowlers, because our conditions don't like that anymore. But I think we've got a solid base, a really solid base. I'm not saying we'll win it, but I would be very disappointed if we didn't, in our own backyard, make the last four of the Cricket World Cup. And that's, I think, what the plan is from here.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Thank you, Smithy. We'll talk through the season.
But I'm sorry to disillusion you about SBW, mate. You've probably got a picture on your wall, have you?
TK has. TK admires his torso.
No, I'd forgotten.
Very worrying when you sit next to this guy every morning.
Oh, mate. SBW's torso.
Oh, mate. TK, for goodness sake.
Jeff's a workmate of yours, isn't he, Jeff Wilson?
Jeff, I worked with him on Sky. I used to work with him on Breakfast Radio. Yeah, so Jeff's over there this week commentating on the game. So, yeah, he'll be floating around. So have a look at Jeff's torso, mate. It's not too bad.
Good on you, Smithy.
I'll give you this, though. Sonny Bill's got a better head.
Yes. No, he is a dude, as you put it. Ian Smith there. We thank you. He works for Live Sport. And, of course, he's the ex-wicketkeeper batsman for New Zealand. Had a fantastic cricket career, but works in the rugby union over there, and he's across all sports.
He certainly is.